I'm Tyson Redding interviewing Miss Lucille Redding, who is my great-grandmother and the first woman elected sheriff of Georgia. Other group members on this project include Philip, Will, and Hi. This is for English 1101K at the Georgia Institute of Technology, and this interview takes place on Tuesday, October 19th, 2010. My great-grandmother is Miss Lucille Redding, a Douglas County native, and I'll be asking her a few questions of how she felt as she was the first woman elected sheriff of Georgia. Tell how you were the first woman elected sheriff of Georgia.
Well, my husband was sheriff at the time of his death, which was a year and a half before his unexpired term. And so by being a year and a half before his term was out, they had to have an election. Then they appointed me for 30 days until we could have the election. And there's three other men ran against me.
And then did you run for another election?
No, didn't have no desire to run again.
When you ran for election, did you feel that it was maybe your duty to do it in honor of your husband?
Yes, and I just wanted to do it to finish out the term which he was elected to.
Did you enjoy being sheriff?
Well, yes, because we'd already been there for 7.5 years, and I had worked in the office with him and everything. I was used to it. We lived in the jail.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Would you want to talk about living in the jail just for a second? Did it feel like home to you, or did it become home?
Well, yes, it was. We had a house. It was joining the sheriff, which was joined together.
Okay.
And we have our privacy and everything. But we fed the prisoners and all from the kitchen jail.
So you were still able to keep you and your family's life separate from work?
Yeah.
Did you ever dream that you would be sheriff one day when you were younger? Or
no, I never had an idea.
Never had an idea.
Okay.
What did you dream to be when you were a kid?
Well, just...
You just didn't, you know... It was probably different back...
Yeah, it was different.
Okay.
Yeah, just have our family and all and enjoy them. And we ran a cafe for about 20 years.
Right.
Built one and ran that. And we was in the cafe when he ran for sheriff. And then we moved to Douglasville, to the jail.
How old are you now?
I'm 93.
Okay, and so how old would you have been when you were elected sheriff?
I was 46.
46, okay.
My husband was 50.
Let's talk a few minutes about maybe the pros and cons of being the sheriff. Did you ever feel like you were mistreated or that people didn't listen to you because you were a woman?
No, everybody was real nice to me.
All right.
It worked out real good.
So it was never an issue of, well, you're a woman, I shouldn't listen to you. That never crossed your mind.
No,
okay.
Didn't.
So you maybe demanded a respect.
Right.
How did it feel being the first woman sheriff in Georgia?
Well, I just didn't think about it. I didn't know about it when I was elected, but it came out in the paper. And I had three deputy sheriffs done, you know, the work outside the jail. And I kept books and kept up with all the business inside.
I think we touched on this a little earlier, but did your role as sheriff have a positive or negative impact on your family life?
No, not that I could tell.
And so did you feel that you did a good job of having work and then you're also family time as well?
Right.
Did you feel that being the first, even though you didn't realize it at the time until the newspaper came out, but did you feel that this achievement that you have being the first woman sheriff elected in Georgia, did you feel that that was one of the greater achievements of your life, or would you say that it was just a really good opportunity that you had to serve your community?
Well, I'd say it's just a good opportunity that I had to serve my community and to finish up his term.
And who was your husband again?
Otis M. Redding. They called him Monk. Everybody knew him as Monk.
I guess one of the major things that I didn't realize is that I know when I was talking to my classmates and to other family members that we all assumed that because you were a woman that maybe you were mistreated sometimes, or people didn't take you as seriously. But I'm glad that I was wrong and that you were able to, yes, that you still demanded respect.
And everybody was real nice.